In 1989, President Bush echoed Kennedy's challenge to go to the moon by urging NASA to land a man on Mars. But NASA still has little interest in going to the moon again. There are, however, a number of people who are campaigning to return to the moon. Since the government does not seem to want to finance this, they are looking for private funding. There are a number of ideas about how to pay for new flights to the moon, but they basically fall into two areas. One approach is the development of ways to use the moon's resources. Some scientists are trying to interest big companies in the moon's industrial value. They foresee the gradual development of lunar plants to process materials known to be present on the moon. For example, helium-3 is an element that is difficult to produce in volume on the Earth, but exists naturally on the moon. Helium-3 is believed by some scientists to be a safe and practical source of nuclear power. Others believe that the entertainment value of the moon could be used to finance its exploration and development. Greg Bennett, a top scientist working with NASA, compared NASA to the Walt Disney Company. "Look at it this way," he says. "Disney is bigger than NASA. Disney's annual profits are now bigger than the budget for the International Space Station program. When I realized that, it made me think we've been approaching space in the wrong way all along." Bennett's vision focuses on tourism as a way to generate both public interest in and financial support for lunar development. He believes that it would cost about $100,000 per person to get people to the moon. That would be comparable to a luxury tour of Europe or a trip to Mount Everest. Bennett also sees great potential in sports on the moon, where the gravity is only 1/6 that of the Earth. Could you imagine a game where you could jump 6 times higher than on Earth and where a ball would fall 6 times slower? Some companies have shown interest in both the industrial and entertainment approaches for exploiting the moon. A representative of a large Japanese construction company with an interest in building in space suggested financing the construction of a moon base by holding lunar bulldozer races, which would raise money through sponsors and broadcasting rights. Bennett hopes to be able to use one of the long lava caves that are believed to exist on the moon. These caves may be miles long with roofs as high as the clouds on Earth. They could be sealed off and filled with air to create environments in which to build a moon complex. According to Bennett, with the gravity so weak, people would be able to put on wings and fly through them. That just might make the trip worth the $100,000 price tag. In 1989, President Bush echoed Kennedy's challenge to go to the moon by urging NASA to land a man on Mars. But NASA still has little interest in going to the moon again. There are, however, a number of people who are campaigning to return to the moon. Since the government does not seem to want to finance this, they are looking for private funding. There are a number of ideas about how to pay for new flights to the moon, but they basically fall into two areas. One approach is the development of ways to use the moon's resources. Some scientists are trying to interest big companies in the moon's industrial value. They foresee the gradual development of lunar plants to process materials known to be present on the moon. For example, helium-3 is an element that is difficult to produce in volume on the Earth, but exists naturally on the moon. Helium-3 is believed by some scientists to be a safe and practical source of nuclear power. Others believe that the entertainment value of the moon could be used to finance its exploration and development. Greg Bennett, a top scientist working with NASA, compared NASA to the Walt Disney Company. "Look at it this way," he says. "Disney is bigger than NASA. Disney's annual profits are now bigger than the budget for the International Space Station program. When I realized that, It made me think we've been approaching space in the wrong way all along. Bennett's vision focuses on tourism as a way to generate both public interest in and financial support for lunar development. He believes that it would cost about $100,000 per person to get people to the moon. That would be comparable to a luxury tour of Europe or a trip to Mount Everest. Bennett also sees great potential in sports on the moon, where the gravity is only 1/6 that of the Earth. Could you imagine a game where you could jump 6 times higher than on Earth and where a ball would fall 6 times slower? Some companies have shown interest in both the industrial and entertainment approaches for exploiting the moon. A representative of a large Japanese construction company with an interest in building in space suggested financing the construction of a moon base by holding lunar bulldozer races, which would raise money through sponsors and broadcasting rights. Bennett hopes to be able to use one of the long lava caves that are believed to exist on the moon. These caves may be miles long with roofs as high as the clouds on Earth. They could be sealed off and filled with air to create environments in which to build a moon complex. According to Bennett, with the gravity so weak, people would be able to put on wings and fly through them. That just might make the trip worth the $100,000 price tag.